trouble for drivers in and around Phoenix, Arizona. A broken pipeline that provides one-third of the gasoline for the city failed a test yesterday. Now it may not reopen until the weekend. That means long lines at the gas stations in a city with very little public transportation. So what to do? Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand has been calling around.
Happy Singh is the manager of an ARCO AM-PM gas station in Phoenix. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does your station have gas right now?
No, ma'am.
When did it last have gas?
We got yesterday around like 10 o'clock morning. So then we was giving up the gas until like 10:30 at night. So we are getting again today, probably 10 o'clock.
And what are the lines like at your station?
Line yesterday it was like only you can say like 15 cars in the line, but before yesterday there was more than half mile long line.
More than a half mile?
Yes.
And so how long did it take people to get gas?
You can say like half an hour, because we are helping the people outside like the traffic. So just we are guiding them to bring the car inside the gas station so they don't have to wait that long.
Mm-hmm. And so have tempers flared a little bit? Are people getting angry?
Sometime when somebody going to break the line, then they get angry. But it's, over here, it's like, I think, much better than the other gas station. I heard like there is too many fights. But over here is everything normal.
How much is a gallon of gas now?
It's right now it's $2.09, but uh-huh. Before yesterday it was $1.99.
So would you think of raising the price?
No.
Why not?
If they are going to raise like ARCO, then we will, otherwise we don't.
And so does your car have gas?
Yes, I do.
So do you fill your car first and then let everyone else in?
No, because I'm driving just a couple of miles. I don't need that much gas.
All right. Well, and I'm just wondering, how did you get the name Happy?
That's like my parents gave me name. Maybe I was smiling when I was born.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll keep smiling.
Thank you.
Happy Singh manages an ARCO AM-PM gas station in Phoenix. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
And now we go from happy to, I suppose, grumpy. Casey Hargett lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. She drives a GMC Yukon, and she's been spending a lot of time trying to get gas in the last few days. Hi, Casey.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, more
Fine,
importantly?
Thank you.
So how big of a hassle has it been to get some gas in your car?
Well, you know, I live in North Scottsdale, sort of on the outskirts of town, and to be honest, it's been a big challenge because the gas that is making it into town is not making it up this far. So I have probably 4 gas stations that I pass on my way to work, and all of them have been closed for the whole week. So I've had to drive great distances to find anything.
So you're actually wasting gas trying to find gas?
Oh, absolutely, and everyone around town is. That's what's been so scary.
So do you leave work early to find gas?
Well, the other day I did. I have a small baby, so my fear of running out of gas, you know, I don't want to be stopped on the side of the road in 110 degrees with no gas.
Yeah.
So I have a girlfriend that left work and called me as she passed the gas station that had gas. And she said, you know, there's a gas station down at Scottsdale and Thunderbird. Hurry up and get down there. And, of course, the lines at the gas stations right now are, I mean, to say they're out of the gas station is the understatement. They're up the road and, I mean, miles, some of them. And so I waited a few minutes, kind of hemmed and hawed about whether or not I should actually leave work to go get gas because it was only 3 in the afternoon. And I ended up finally going, but I had waited probably 15 minutes, and I got down there and got in the line, and I was probably in line for about 25 minutes making my way up to the pumps, and I was probably 4 cars out of the driveway of the gas station when the gas attendant put the cones back across the driveway and told all the rest of us that they were out of gas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he told me that if I hurried, I could get up to the super pumper at Tatum and Dynamite, which is the opposite direction. So I drove up there, and that's where I waited over an hour in line for gas, me and, you know, 200 of my fellow Phoenix people. So it was really crazy.
Now, you drive a GMC Yukon.
I do.
That's a big SUV?
It is. It's kind of a gas guzzler, to admit.
What is the mileage?
I really don't know.
Like 12?
12, 14 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Not great, I admit that. It's a safe vehicle, so with children it is a good vehicle, but it's, you know, when you're out of gas, it's not a good car to own.
So as you've been sitting online for hours on end, have you been reconsidering your decision to buy it?
probably a little. you know, I haven't been so, so desperate. I mean, I went before I was desperate to get gas, and I'm hopefully not going to have to go again here over the next couple of days, and hopefully it'll be fixed.
Well, Casey Hargett, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Safe driving.
Thank you.
Casey Hargett lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand. She also spoke with Happy Singh. He's the manager of an ARCO station in Phoenix.